Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Grays Minicast. I'm Becca, and I'm your host. This week's topic is how the 14 regulars dealt with the aftermath of the shooting. I warn you now that some of my opinions have been based on the spoilers that have been released, so if you don't want any spoiler information, this isn't the minicast for you. The first person I want to talk about is Meredith. As we all saw in the final, she had a really rough time. First, Derek gets shot, then she has a gun pointed at her, then she has a miscarriage. It wasn't an easy time for her at all. But I think that she goes on autopilot for a while. I think she kind of, all of her old coping mechanisms to deal with her mother and all of that come out, and she's just on autopilot. And it takes her a good couple of months to really come back and really be Meredith again. I think it's really going to take her some time to focus, but I think in the end she's going to be okay. I think she's had these mechanisms, these coping abilities in place for so long that they just kind of retake over, and she's kind of protected from it because of it. I think in the end Meredith is okay. Moving from Meredith to her husband, I think Derek becomes an adrenaline junkie. I think that he needs to feel alive at every moment. So he speeds, and he takes risky surgeries, and he does all these things to get his heart pumping. Because I don't think he's been through something bad before. Like, the divorce and the Meredith and Addison thing, yeah, that was bad. But that wasn't gun shooting bad. And I think it really kind of knocks him for a loop. It really makes him, you know, kind of question mortality and all these things. So I think he, you know, does that adrenaline junkie thing just so he, you know, feels alive at every moment. Moving to Meredith and Derek as a couple, I think they're going to end up okay. I think the miscarriage thing is going to be hard and it's going to take some work. Knowing how much Derek wants kids, I think it's going to hit him really hard, but I think in the end they're going to be okay. I think Christine is going to come through this okay. I think at first she's going to kind of withdraw. She's going to want to be on her own. She's going to want to, you know, deal with this. Maybe, you know, have Owen there with her but not talk to him about it. I think she's going to, you know, kind of want it. Well, it's in the past. It's over. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I just want it to go away. I really think that's going to be her kind of coping mechanism. I think the one thing that she is going to take away from this is I am a kick-ass surgeon. I did this all on my own. Yes, Jackson unplugged the leads so the guy thought he was dead, but the surgery itself I did on my own. And I think that's really going to kind of give her a surgical boost coming into season 7. Owen can be a toss-up. Either his PTSD is going to help him or it's going to hinder him. And what I mean by that is either he's going to have learned these coping mechanisms from the time in the army and all of that, and he's going to use them and it's going to help him get through this, or the PTSD is going to take over and he's going to be a mess. Either way, I think his first reaction is going to be to help Christina get over this, to help her deal with this, to help her, you know, kind of be alright. And then I think he's going to finally realize if it hits him, that it hit him. But I think his first reaction is going to be to help Christina. Then I think either the coping mechanisms he learned with the PTSD training is going to kick in or not. I think Owen and Christina survive this, and I think they survive it quite well at the end. And the spoiler that came out that says a couple is getting married, I really do think it's Christina and Owen. I think that we saw Christina be asked to move in with Owen and she said yes. I really think that she's committed to him and she really wants this to be the relationship that works. And I think it's good. And I think, you know, for all their faults, for all the people that don't like them, I think they really do actually end up working together. Alex Karev handles this, I think, by being cocky as ever. You know, he got shot, but he lived, you know, and he shouldn't probably have lived, but he did. I think he's going to be cocky about it. I think he's going to be, you know, kind of blasé about it and be like, yeah, I got shot, whatever. You know, I'm, you know, a hero. Yeah, look at this. I think he's going to be like that. I don't think it's going to affect him. He's been through worse. I doubt this is the first time he's had a gun pointed at him from the life we know about him. I really think that he's not going to let this really affect him. And if it does affect him, it's going to affect him, you know, 7-5 or 7-6 after everybody else has kind of taken their turn. We know from an interview that Kyler Lee did that Lexi has a full mental breakdown and has to be committed for it. I really do think this hits her the hardest out of everybody. I think this is kind of the thing that really Lexi can't handle well. She can't handle the fact that Alex was shot and then he called for Izzy. She can't handle the fact that Mark wants her back. She can't handle all this, so when this shooting happens, just she goes numb and she can't do it and she breaks. And I think Lexi has broken before, but I think this is going to be kind of the big Lexi break that I think probably has been foreshadowed that eventually she's going to have a breakdown. But this really is her trigger, and this is really what gets her to break. I don't think that the Lexi and Alex relationship survives this. I think it's just too much. I think the reasons they were in the relationship in the first place weren't, ones of love and mutual respect and everything. It was kind of sex. And then, this happens, and Lexi tells him she loves him, and Alex calls for Izzy. I don't think they can survive this. I think Mark gets really depressed and guilty after this. I think all of his feelings for Lexi, coupled with her mental break, coupled with, Alex asking for Izzy and Lexi saying she loved him, I think he gets really depressed after this. I don't think he goes back to his man whore ways. I think he's just depressed and he stays home and he kind of just lays low. And I think he really kind of waits for Lexi and kind of doesn't, go out and sleep with every woman in town because he realizes why he was doing that. He realizes that he's still in love with Lexi. I think this is the push that gets Mark and Lexi back together. I really think this is what makes Lexi realize what she wants, who she wants to be with. I think that it is a bumpy road. I think it takes some time. I don't think they'll be together within the first probably 4 episodes, but I think at the end, Lexi and Mark will be together. Moving on to Teddy, I really think she's okay. I think that she, handles this as best as anybody. I think she really ends up okay out of this. I think she's done with Mark, she's done with Owen. That's all behind her. I think she focuses on, the medicine and teaching and maybe her friendship with Arizona and just kind of lets everything else, go. And I really think that at the end she's okay. I actually think she doesn't have a middle. I think she, after a couple weeks of processing, she ends up and is okay. I think 20 minutes after Arizona gave the "I can't live without you and our 10 kids" speech, she was like, okay, now how do I fix this so we don't have 10 kids? I think that she probably could deal with one or two in about 5 years. I don't know if, she's ready to go out to the store and pick a sperm donor. I don't know if Callie's ready for that either, though. I think that Arizona basically is like, okay, I want to be with Callie Torres. That is now her perspective. Now she's going to work on and fix on how to get that with as little change as possible. I think that Arizona is one of these people that doesn't like change, and this is a major change for her. I think it is really hard for her to deal with, the shooting and all this, even though her and Callie got, a minute and a half of the shooter, they really, it traumatized Arizona, as we saw her holding that little girl. There are only children here. There are only children here. So I think there's some trauma in her past that is going to be revealed. That is my prediction. I don't think anybody would dispute the fact that after this, Callie's on a pretty good high. The woman that she loves just said, I want to have kids with you. I think that, when Arizona and her actually talk about it, when they talk about these things, marriage, kids, moving in together, buying a house, it's going to knock her for a little bit of a loop. And I think that's going to be hard, but I think that her and Arizona are pretty cemented. I have no doubt that Callie and Arizona survive this, and it's not because I want them to. I think the last scene that they were in season 6, kind of that was their, I love you, you're mine, I'm not letting go of this moment. And I really think that if they ever were going to break up, the reason that they broke up was gonna be that, main catalyst for them breaking up and never getting back together. The fact they got together after the baby issue, even because of the shooting, I think kind of signifies that they're in this together. They're not going to part. They are gonna figure out the problems that they have to face, marriage, kids, and all that. I think at the end, they have a really solid base of they love each other. Yes, Arizona needs to definitely let Callie into her past. Yes, Callie needs to listen and not assume things. But I think in the end, they're pretty strong, and I think they're going to survive. Richard Weber is the chief. Nobody, I think, will debate that point. I think that no matter how you feel about Derek's being chief, Weber's the chief. So I think he really comes in. I think he takes over his hospital. He uses his work to kind of push through all of the trauma. And I think he's okay. I really think that that showdown he had with the Gary Clark really was kind of, if he was ever going to have a break, he would have had it, then. He wouldn't have been able to be that strong and then break later. I think he is over, as much as you can be over alcoholism. I think he's, kind of sober again, and he, you know, understands that he needs to be there for the hospital. The hospital doesn't run without him. And I think he gets that now. And I really think that he's okay at the end of this. Bailey, I think, spends a lot of time with her son. She spends a lot of time, you know, kind of being a mom and kind of being in that world so she doesn't have to deal with the surgeon part. I think she's okay at the end. She's a strong, strong person. She's a strong character. She witnessed some horrible stuff, but I think at the end, Bailey's back and better than ever. April Kepner, I think, goes home and goes home quickly after this and gets the hell out of town. I think she comes back and I think she goes back to work, but I think that for a while she needs to be among the corn and with her sisters and her family and kind of, you know, regroup and kind of get whatever confidence she had to begin with back. I think that this is really hard for her, you know, facing that killer and, you know, doing the Oprah thing of, you know, I'm 28 and I have sisters and all that. I think that was the most traumatic thing that she's ever been through, and I think she has a right to kind of go home and recoup and do all this stuff. But I do think she's back, and I think she's back, and I actually think that she might, you know, end up being a better doctor for this. Jackson, I think, goes to the bar, has a couple beers, copes, and then gets back to work. I really don't think he has a long, you know, period of mourning or anything. Yes, he lost Charles and Reed. Yes, he and April were the closest to them because they did the Mercy West program together. But I think overall, Jackson, you know, kind of takes it in stride and takes it and just kind of, you know, goes among his work and his business and doesn't really get involved into a lot of people's politics. We did hear a spoiler that Jackson is going to be in a relationship. I personally want to see him with April. I know that is probably the least popular ship on the show, but I think they'd be cute together. Before I go, I just want to give a shout out to Lauren for the idea. She came up with the idea for this podcast, so thank you, Lauren. That's the end of this podcast. I would encourage you to get any podcast you missed at graysfanfiction.amo.com. That's graysfanfiction.aimoo.com or at calzonafans.amo.com. That has all of the back episodes of this and much more. Thank you guys. I will see you next Thursday.